Welcome back to Match the Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a Republican congressman in Georgia, a right-wing MAGA clown named Barry Loudermilk. That's his name, believe it or not. Barry Loudermilk. That's his name. Barry Loudermilk, on January 5th, was seen, that's a day before the insurrection a year ago. Day before January 6th, January 5th, there's a New Jersey congresswoman named Mikey Sherrill. She's a New Jersey congresswoman, represents the suburbs and exurbs in New Jersey, just to the west of New York City. Was in the Capitol, and she saw Barry Loudermilk leading a bunch of, she didn't put it this way, but very sort of rough-looking characters, giving him a tour of the Capitol. Now, this surprised Mikey Sherrill because the Capitol is closed because of COVID and ever since to any tours or visitors. Only members of Congress and staff. There's no notice that there would be tours. And she questioned it. And she reported it to the leadership and to the sergeant at arms. When January 6th occurred, you may remember that there were charges that various members of Congress on the Republican side had led tours, basically letting people case the joint. You know, for instance, Nancy Pelosi has a ceremonial office, but she has a secret office too. And they would take people, and that's her ceremonial office, but you know, here's her secret hideaway. What some members of Congress didn't know is that there's an even more secure secret place that the leadership, including Pelosi and also Kevin McCarthy, were taken to when the mob broke in. And fortunately, they were safe because the mob were shouting, "Oh, Nancy, oh, Nancy." Nancy is an 81, maybe, year old woman, 82. In good shape, but thin and not large. I mean, they would have killed her if they caught her in that hallway. They would have killed Mike Pence. Mitt Romney's on tape running with his team to get away. They would have killed anybody who wasn't in the inner MAGA circle with Trump. Killed them. In any event, when this came out, Mikey Sherrill did not publicly say who the congressman was that led the tour. And the investigation proceeded in secret. Suddenly, Barry Loudermilk holds a press conference. And so nobody knows who the guy is and don't know that he's any connection to this. And he goes, "That was a lie. Mikey Sherrill is a liar," and he filed a complaint against her, an ethics complaint against Mikey Sherrill. Now, Mikey Sherrill is a blue dog Democrat. She's a moderate Democrat. She's not a squad type Democrat. She also was a Navy officer for 10 years and flew helicopters in the Middle East and in Europe, and was assigned duties to be the Russian liaison in the last, you know, 10 years ago in areas that she was at. They wanted her to stay on as career. She's married, I think she has four kids, and she finally said, well, you know, so she went and got her law degree, worked for a law firm, and then ran for Congress. But she is, she's top notch. I mean, she is a square shooter, Annapolis graduate, and she knows what she saw. So Barry Loudermilk brings an ethics complaint against her, and she fights back. She said, "Baloney, I know what I saw." Barry Loudermilk said there were no tours. Well, just surface now that the January 6th committee has asked Loudermilk to come in and give testimony. Loudermilk. And I'm talking about the bipartisan committee. I'm talking about Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, as well as Democrats. because there is video. Now, when a guy brings an ethics complaint about somebody who says he saw you there, and you out of the blue do this, and no one knows you even have skin in that game. Hey, guys, there are cameras, guys. What, you think a guy had a Loudermilk mask on? Where do you get a Barry Loudermilk mask? I mean, you don't go to Bartz's on North Avenue in Wauwatosa and buy a Barry Loudermilk mask. It's a nasty-looking mask, a nasty-looking mask. Nobody would wear it outside of Halloween. And there ain't such a mask. There ain't such a mask. That was him in the skin. That was him in the skin. Him in the skin, that's exactly what it was. Now, I expect he'll blow it off. Okay, he won't do it. Well, if he doesn't do it, they can subpoena him. What'll he do then? McCarthy and the rest of them blow off the subpoenas. They blow off the subpoenas, for Pete's sake. Then what do? You send it to Merrick Garland to prosecute him, and Merrick Garland sits on it. This is what's happening. And then if Merrick Garland did something, they'd appeal it. And all they got to do is tie it up. All they got to do is tie it up till November. And if, God forbid, Kevin McCarthy gets in, this all goes away. Just like at midnight, Cinderella, coach turns into a pumpkin. You don't have a lot of time, guys. Get off the mark. Okay, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Two quick things. I think you mispronounced his name. It's Liar's Milk, I think it is. But anyway, a friend of mine, we're having a discussion about the situation in Ukraine over the weekend. And he's down with it and everything, but now he's getting a little thin-skinned about Zelensky, some of the stuff he'll say early on, you know, that he thought, wait a minute, you're criticizing the United States, and now he's taking issue with, he said something to the effect that if you don't understand why this help is coming to us, maybe you should study the memoirs of World War II. I wonder if he might have been directing that towards Rand Paul. And also, I said to him, sometimes constructive criticism is a lot better when it comes from somebody from the outside. You know.
Here's the thing. I'm sure your friend is in good faith, but this is the time to rally behind Zelensky and rally behind Biden against Trump. The reason is that this is all coming, these sorts of criticism ultimately coming from Trump. They're coming from Rand Paul. They're coming from Josh Hawley. They're coming from Tokyo Rose. They're coming from Tucker Carlson, Tukya Rose. Tucker Carlson is not Tokyo Rose. He's Tukya Rose, traitor. Here's the deal. The fact is that Zelensky is very grateful, and he said it many, many times. And he came and he met and he talked in the Congress here. And we are the reason that they're still alive. There's a genocide going on. There are war crimes going on. Women are being raped and branded with swastikas and their bodies set on fire. Children are being bombed. Russia has launched 1,400 guided missiles in and killed tens of thousands of civilians. This is not the time to sit back and parse if you like every word the guy said. The truth is that Zelensky is an excellent leader. And what Zelensky is saying is please send us more arms. We need more arms. And Biden has risen to the occasion. I said early on, Joe, send them the planes. Send them more planes and send them long-range missiles. Take out those ships in the Black Sea. Stand with Ukraine. If Ukraine falls, Moldova falls, this pressure against all of Europe, and Putin stays in power threatening nuclear war. He must be dragged out and assassinated like a dog. He's a dog. And all of the oligarchs have to be taken out too. Period. End of story. So Zelensky's our man. He's a very good man. And the dog must not be permitted to continue to exist, much less to commit genocide. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.